I truly believe that we have a job to curate communities big and small that mean something. And that little online world we can access from the palms of our hands gives us a really special place to do so.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
If this last year has taught us anything, it's that community is vitally important. We need it, we crave it, and when we find a space that feels safe and like home, we want to live there. The way that we look at community has shifted as we've learned how to stay connected while at home. It's no surprise that in the times we find ourselves living in now, community is so much easier to come by than it used to be. While social media boundaries are important and screen time can definitely become a problem, there really is something so special about the internet and those little apps on our phones and the ability to connect with others even when we're apart. When our parents, and heck, even as we were growing up, getting in touch with people wasn't even as close to as easy as it is for us right now. We're way past depending on answering machines, dial-up, and snail mail these days, and community is right at our fingertips, literally. So building and fostering that community, well, that, my friend, is paramount to being successful in so, so many ways. My online community is a huge part of what drives my business, but it's so much more than that to me. The people that follow my journey via Instagram stories and Facebook posts and email and podcast episodes, like you, have become such a massive, special, important part of my life. They help me channel my purpose. They drive the content that we create, and they help me to stay connected to the impact that I want to make. The relationships I've built, the connections I've made, and the people I've met have changed everything from my entrepreneurial experience to my skin to my journey with motherhood to the way I've been able to serve and scale over here with my team. I mean, Jenna on MySpace back in the day would have never guessed that a whole entire world lived outside of that little top eight bubble, you know? Plus, I have a secret for you. The grand majority of that community building and connection making has been 100% free. No receipts, no huge marketing budget, and no buying followers over here, okay? For me, it's all been about finding simple ways to grow, serve, and foster a community online based solely on relationship building and heart-centered strategies. That method has helped me reach tens of thousands of people in our Facebook Gold Digger Podcast Insiders community, hundreds of thousands of email subscribers, and close to a million followers on Instagram. But it's way deeper than follower numbers and social media clicks. I promise you, it works. So today we're going to dive into my go-to methods for building a genuine, trusting audience that becomes your community all for free. Trust me here, because these are the same steps I've taken to build a community online that I turn to when I need feedback on new resources to create or to learn what people really need help on and where they're getting stuck. And that acts as a sounding board for so much of my life, work or not. That same community has been there for me time and time again. You simply tuning into this episode, sticking with me through the hard times and the beautiful ones, it truly means a lot. So thank you for being here and being a part of this space. Everyone deserves a community like that. And you, my friend, are capable of building a space like this for others. Are you ready? Let's get into it. My number one tip, focus on who it is you're serving. I could literally just end this episode right now and it would be like an epic episode. But to be honest, there's just no community to build if you're not focusing on who you want surrounding you. One of my favorite ways to attract people with similar goals and like-minded visions is actually super easy. Join groups where you know the people you'd love to interact with are interacting. Facebook groups are a great place to do this. And these groups make Facebook way more fun than it usually is. Am I right? There are tons of Facebook groups geared towards hyper-specific interests, but also broader groups of people too, from groups of people who live near each other all the way to groups of people who, hint, hint, love a specific podcast. I'm looking at you. There are so many places that you can make friends on the internet. So jump onto Facebook, type in a keyword of something you love. Literally, it could be like barbecue or the state you live in or a hobby. There are likely hundreds, if not thousands, of communities around a topic that you're passionate about. Join a few of those groups. Spend some time just simply watching and engaging and adding value. And then take the time to introduce yourself, what you do, why you're there. I love when I see introduction posts that aren't filled with self-promotion, but are people that are genuinely there to connect, to serve, to add value. So when you start joining and interacting in spaces that your people are likely hanging out in, the internet, it just suddenly becomes like more fun. It starts to help you build a community in itself. Make sure to engage in posts and ask questions, share wins, and offer encouragement in those groups to begin building a sort of presence that people come to rely on. Now, it's super important to know if you haven't created your own group, you want to make sure that you're complying to the group rules. So every Facebook group has different rules around things like self-promotion or the way that you're showing up or the way that you're adding value. And so make sure to take some time to really get to know others in that group and to just engage with people before you take up space. Now, I'm in a few different groups that have become literal lifelines over the years. I love the Rising Tide Society group. I'm in a group for women who have experienced pregnancy loss. I'm in a Peloton Riders group. I'm in a local mom group. And I'm also in groups for the paid courses that I've taken where the educators are the hosts. And I obviously have a few groups for my own paid programs. And truth be told, these groups make my Facebook experience a lot brighter. And I've created some really true and honest connections inside of them. So funny because Drew hasn't logged into Facebook in like a year. And he'll ask me like, why do you even go on Facebook anymore? And the true answer is so that I can be a part of these communities and get answers and add value. So if you're feeling up for it, create your own group around a topic that you're passionate about and just invite others into it. I was recently talking to my neighbor who lives up north and she's like, you know, I'm just feeling like the winter is going to last forever. And with COVID, it's so hard to connect. And so I just decided to create a mom's group for all the women that are living up north with their children at home. And she's like, you would have been shocked by how many people just dove into this group. And it's so cool because she just created it out of the desire for community and connection. And so creating and hosting a community is an incredible way to add massive value and to serve others. And it doesn't cost you a thing. The biggest way to start, foster, or grow community is by being an active leader or member and staying focused on just being a giver and not a taker. Creating community online doesn't just start and end with Facebook. You can utilize your own accounts on other channels like Instagram in order to be a cheerleader or to speak and connect with your following, no matter how large or small it might be. And the cool thing is no matter what platform, it's super easy for us to create opportunities for others to share what they do and to introduce themselves to you and to the rest of your community. Like, you have the ability to be a matchmaker for other people and to help people connect online. Like, how cool is that? And the truth is, when you start focusing on building relationships by encouraging new ones, it starts building a trust and this camaraderie between you and your followers, aka your community. One of my favorite things to do is to occasionally hop onto my Instagram feed and invite everyone who's following along to pop in the comments and to shamelessly plug themselves and tell everyone a little bit more about themselves, what they do, who they serve. And the goal is that everyone can find this connection point with someone else and create that community or build those friendships. I can't tell you how many times someone has messaged me to tell me that they found a new friend or found a new client just from opting into that little slice of interaction. So create opportunities for others and make sure that you share about yourself when you see them.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply.
Another great strategy for community building on Instagram specifically is to be super intentional about which accounts you're following. Following like-minded individuals with a vision of life and business that's parallel to your own is great, but I'd say about 10% of who you follow on Instagram should fit into that category. You'd be doing yourself a disservice if you only followed and engaged with accounts on any platform that think and act and look just like you do. Don't trap yourself into an echo chamber of the same ideas on repeat ad nauseum. Fill that other 90% up with creators, dreamers, doers, and leaders that intersect with maybe one area you're interested in, but who show up in completely different ways. Not only does this help battle that comparisonitis that we all get when we're following others that are chasing dreams similar to ours, but it helps expand your horizons to see what else is out there and to apply different ideas and strategies to your own business and life. For a graphic designer, that might look like following architects or painters, any artists in different mediums. Or maybe you dial down by your geographic location and follow businesses that are wildly different from yours, but you share that simple common thread of shopping at the same grocery store, or knowing which coffee shop has the best oat milk latte. Your vision and dream for your business might extend beyond the town that you live in or grew up in, but don't discount the power of building a community and following right in your own backyard and building off of that momentum to expand your impact and your reach with your hometown cheering you on. Now, following accounts is just the first step. One challenge I have for you is to find 10 accounts that you just love. Their followings are likely aligned with yours. Their content inspires you. You feel like you're a part of their community. What I want for you to do is to turn on post notifications for those 10 accounts. Every time they post, take a few minutes to leave a meaningful, heartfelt comment on their posts. The odds are that it might catch their eye if you stay consistent, and that their community might click to see what you're all about after reading your comments. It's a great way to connect with more like-minded people, to cheer on someone who inspires you, and to build up your own community. Beyond just following and engaging with your favorite accounts, I also think it's really important to share about different businesses and accounts and humans that you love to spread the word with the people that already follow you. It's such a meaningful way to recognize your own community and to expand someone else's. Reshare a post that inspired or educated you. Repost anything you're tagged in. Talk about a member of your community and lift them up. Screenshot this episode that you're tuning in and post it. Even just letting people plug themselves on your feed or tagging a few small businesses you really love in an Instagram story can go a long way in fostering appreciation and building up those within your community. Next up, make sure your number one focus online is in providing value for your people. I think the most important thing I can tell people, whether they're working to scale their businesses or to build their own online communities, is to focus less on the metrics and the numbers and the likes and more on how to genuinely add value to others every step of the way. How can you offer support? How can you give encouragement? How can you ask questions that people want to answer? How can you serve the people in your audience or in others? The thing is, we aren't just looking for pretty anymore online. We want value. We want to be entertained or educated or invited into a moment. It's not just about how things look. We want our content to make people feel something. I follow so many people that I'm truly so inspired by, whether that's with unique motherhood perspectives and fun recipes I can make with my Nespresso to more tactical business advice and financial planning tips that actually work. No matter what, I can pretty much promise you that every person I follow along with has given me some sort of value along the way. And I hope I've been the same to the people that choose to follow me too. Now, I'm not saying you need to be sharing rocket science day in and day out, not even close. I can tell you from personal experience within my own business and from the people I love watching online that the smallest things are often the most impactful. The things that come naturally to us or that seem second nature might actually be mind-blowing or life-changing and so helpful for someone else. I legitimately shared a few tips on how I prep my bone broth a few months ago on Instagram stories, and I had so many people saying they were going to try out my little made-up recipe. It's so random, but it was one way to just share a little piece of my life that might help others. Sharing pieces of your day and hacks that get you by and wins that might make someone else smile is value. Sometimes that's legitimately a story of someone sharing that they had a really tough day because it reminds others that, hey, it's okay. We're all human. Sometimes that's reading through a caption someone has shared about a new time management hack that is making their days easier. Sometimes it's a bone broth recipe. Those simple shares can add a ton of value, I promise. If you're looking for new ways to add value into your feed without seeming super off-brand or like you're trying too hard, then I have a few simple tricks. Look at sharing value in terms of sharing things that are important or special to you, things that not everyone knows, or by sharing things that have been helpful or impactful for you. After all, those people are following you because you're you. Now, show up for them without trying to put on a mask, or should I say a filter, and just share what matters to you, what's helped you, what's going on in your life that others might relate to. I love using the JK5 technique for this one, and I've gone into it in a couple of podcast episodes, but if you're new around here, the JK5 is simply my practice for choosing five important to you topics to rotate in and out of your feed, your content, and your stories. For me, you can usually trust that I'm sharing in one of these five categories. One, being a mom. Two, practicing presence and mindfulness. Three, movement, wellness, and the outdoors, because Minnesota is truly one of the most beautiful places on earth. Four, self-growth, and five, business. Now, this has allowed me to share value that actually truly intentionally aligns with my life. It's things that are easy for me to talk about, and it's what is important, special, and helpful for me to share. My categories shift and evolve over the seasons and years, but these are the main pillars I connect with others on. So choose your five, start there when you share with your community, and they'll learn to trust and find value from your consistency. And here's the thing, you'll never feel like you're trying too hard because you're quite simply sharing the things that you love and find value in already. One of my other favorite ways to add value is to add a little bit of exclusivity into it by spending some extra special time serving and loving on my community. So you could create a newsletter or an insiders club and pour into it. Give that exclusive content, create support opportunities, invite in responses, provide incentives, make it a fun little happy house in your subscribers' inbox. People don't like to feel like they're missing out, which is why creating something special like this can inspire and spur more people to join the party. And when they join, they definitely want to stick around. It's easy when talking about community to focus on the masses, but the truth is, true community is built one by one. Never ever forget the power of one. If your DM requests fill up with questions or if you get emails from your community, set a timer for 15, 20 minutes a day and show up for those people taking the time to connect with you one-on-one. Answer those questions. Thank them for supporting you. Show those people that you are committed to serving and celebrating with them whenever possible. Finally, the two E's come into play: engage and encourage. So if you want people to engage with you and your content, then that means you need to be engaging too. When you want engagement, you have to be an engaged person. The street runs both ways. And plus, it's way more grounding to be online when you have people you love to engage with anyways. There are a couple of ways to do this that I really love, both in my personal life and in my business. And you simply cannot ignore the impact of a simple check-in type of encouragement. This is a practice I focus on implementing daily because I know how much it means to feel thought of and cared for just at the right moment. I actually text 3 to 5 people a day just to let them know that I'm thinking of them and I'm here for them. And I tell them there's no need to respond, but it's a no-pressure way of making sure I'm showing up for my loved ones so that they know if they need me that I'm here for them. I've literally done this for years and years, and it just helps me to stay connected to the people in my life and let them know that I'm here for them. It's just a quick, hey, no need to respond, just wanted you to know I'm thinking of you and I love you type message, and it goes a really long way, especially when you can't be physically with the people you love. Next, decide on how you can check in and encourage your online community. Maybe that's sending a voice message to answer a question via DMs. Maybe it's sharing an encouraging message on stories. Maybe it's doing something as simple as engaging your audience with a poll on how they're feeling or sharing a playlist that gets you in a better mood. It doesn't matter how you choose to show up as long as you show up. Check in with your people, encourage them, respond to them, use their name when you're communicating with them. You want to make others feel seen, heard, understood, and noticed. That's where you want to focus on giving your value. When you're showing up in the comment section of your favorite accounts that you follow, when you're leaving meaningful words, you're in the process of being in community with those you appreciate and admire. And I can promise you that there are names that I recognize as people who are in my tribe, who consistently comment, who engage with my content. And those are the people that I try to respond to every single time. That consistency stands out to me as the leader, and I know it makes a huge difference. And I want to point out, disingenuous engagement, it just feels icky, and people tend to see through it. So that's why I suggest leading with things that actually matter to you. Don't just put a bunch of heart emojis. Comment something thoughtful, that you actually read the caption, that you want to engage. Because when you genuinely care about something, it's so easy for others to see that authenticity. Fun fact, no one on my team has my login to my Instagram account. I've never given anyone else access to my account. So if I ever respond to you, it is truly me. I never want to outsource the aspect of community, and I always want to be in conversation with my followers and have a pulse on how you're doing and what you need and how I can serve you. So always be sure to put the real you out there when you're engaging with others. No one wants to have someone popping up in their comments or in their inboxes with vague copy and pasted responses or emoji blasts. Like, that just doesn't feel good. So I promise you that taking the extra step to put some thought into what you're saying can truly go the extra mile. Literally this morning, I got an email and this guy had made a meme and he copied my face in it and then he copied his face in it. And he knew that I liked spicy margaritas. So it's this picture with my face on the beach and it says, "Sorry to interrupt your spicy margarita, Jenna, but I wanted to let you know something." And this guy was telling me about how he listens to the episodes and this was his favorite episode and here's what he learned and this is his page on the website that he got stuck at and he wanted to ask a question about. And I was like, whoa, like he went the extra mile. And so it's a good idea to ask yourself, like, would I feel inspired if someone sent this to me? And if you can't answer yes, you likely shouldn't do it. Like, lead with a genuine attempt to connect always. Plus, that genuine encouragement and that consistent engagement will make big time magic come along with you and your community, and you will reap the benefits. There's something extra special about people-focused content, and your community will learn to appreciate that. That will help you to grow and scale and learn, and it'll help them to do the same things right alongside of you. Now, a random caveat, but one of the newest places I'm building community on is in Clubhouse. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It's this audio-only platform. And at first, I was super skeptical about a new platform. I'm not usually one to jump over to the latest and greatest because I just want to focus on where my people already are. But Clubhouse has been surprisingly fun, and I've already made some incredible connections on it. I've gotten to listen to people I probably would have never had the chance to be exposed to. I've been able to be a moderator with other leaders who I've followed. And it's been really fun to interact with my followers on a more intimate level, just doing Q&As and chatting that way. It's been so cool to see how you can foster a community with just your voice. And so while I don't have a ton of time to spend on there, I've seriously enjoyed the way Clubhouse has introduced me to new humans to follow online. So there you have it, my three biggest methods, tips, and tricks for focusing on community and building it well. There's a quote that I absolutely love by a rather important guy by the name of Pope John Paul II, because he says it so, so well. He says, "We are all one family in the world, building a community that empowers everyone to attain their full potential through each of us respecting each other's dignity, rights, and responsibilities makes the world a better place to live." Like, that says it all. The world that we live in can be really hard and unyielding and scary sometimes. So why not focus on creating communities that bring out the good in every single person? I truly believe that we have a job to curate communities big and small that mean something. And that little online world we can access from the palms of our hands gives us a really special place to do so. If you're feeling lonely these days, or if you're lacking community, I would love to invite you to join mine. If you go onto Facebook and you type in Gold Digger Podcast Insiders, jump on into our community, introduce yourself, share what you do, what you're passionate about, add some value. I would love to have you in there if you're not in there already. We have over 60,000 people in that community and it's constantly growing. And I want to make sure you know that it exists. So again, go on Facebook and type in Gold Digger Podcast Insiders and jump on in. This can be such a great way to stay connected in a world that feels so disconnected. And it can also benefit your business too. That's awesome. It's so much deeper than just marketing, and I'm so thankful to have each and every one of you as a part of this Gold Digger community. So go forth, engage, encourage, build, and grow. And as always, I'm so thankful you're here, and I'm so proud of you. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and thank you for being a part of this community. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. And as always, I'm so thankful you're here and I'm so proud of you. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals and thank you for being a part of this community. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.